Today on the podcast, let's talk about enjoying the process, taking a path without destination, and just in general, focusing on the journey, not where we're trying to go. Hey, welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula that's sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I truly appreciate you being a part of this community, and if you do enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe, rate, and leave a review, and definitely share it with a friend. I truly, truly appreciate it. Other things to be aware of, lots of great events coming up. Latte Lab on March 31st. If you're interested in learning about herbs and adaptogens, please come on out to that over at Apothecary. I'm also doing mindfulness for childbirth over at Take Care on April 10th. That's going to be pretty amazing. And of course, I have my Saturday yoga classes happening over in Ballston, 9 a.m. Basics, 10:30 Intermediate. You can find all the details on my website. That's behappyhealthyhuman.com. Last thing, there are a few spots left in my retreat. I'm doing a yoga retreat on May 16th to 19th over in Lake Anna, which is about an hour and a half outside of DC. We have people coming from all over the place though, so feel free to join us. And once again, details are on the website. I'd love to have you there. So let's get into enjoying the process. This is a topic that I'm teaching about this week in my yoga classes, but it's also a topic that I've personally been learning about for a very long time, right? Like, at first, it kind of didn't make sense, right? This enjoy the process rather than thinking about the outcome. I'm like, but of course I have a goal. Of course the future seems way better than what's going on now. Like, of course I want to get to these places. So why am I supposed to be enjoying all of the crap that goes along with it? And I attribute some of this to my vata nature in Ayurveda. I'm definitely have a lot of vata dosha, and I find that vatas tend to be very future oriented. We tend to think about what are the implications of this moment for X, Y, or Z in the future, and there's a lot of excitement about what is happening in the future, and that is something that's very, very true. I can think back to even in high school, there was always a lot of what's going to happen next? What am I going to do next? What am I going to do next? And the other side of this that definitely relates to my relationship with enjoying the process is that uncertainty does not necessarily feel fun to me. And that was not something that I really enjoyed, this sense of like not knowing if I was going to get to the outcome or not knowing, you know, if I had to work through X and Y and Z. I wasn't excited about going through these more difficult parts or making these decisions. I was like, nope, just get me to that end goal and get me there as quickly as possible. That specific fear, just going to throw that out there, definitely also can relate to your first chakra energy. So first chakra, Muladhara chakra, is our sense of grounding and safety. And if we don't have a really strong first chakra, uncertainty feels very, very ungrounding, right? Because it's like, oh my God, wait, am I going to be safe? Am I going to be okay? What is this going to mean for me? Whereas if you have a pretty strong first chakra, you know, of course you're not going to love uncertainty. I don't know if anyone totally does, but you're going to be able to handle it. And you're going to be able to say, oh, okay, here's where we are. I don't know the answer yet, but I trust that this is going to be okay. And so just a word on that, that if you particularly find uncertainty really hard, and that's the piece of this enjoying the process that seems really difficult to you, take a look at what's going on in your first chakra. And you can do that through past podcasts that we've done. I have a chakra balancing meditation course. There's lots of ways to play with that. But definitely for me, when I was thinking about trying to enjoy the process, the uncertainty was a big part of the process that I did not want to get used to. And then when I was in college, I ended up listening to this radio interview with a man named Satish Kumar. So Satish Kumar had an autobiography, this book called Path Without Destination. And so first off, Path Without Destination, perfect for this, right? Enjoying the process, taking a path, not caring about outcome. And in his life story, he definitely embodied this Path Without Destination. He actually walked 7,000 miles in, I think it was in the mid-70s. who walked about 7,000 miles from India all the way up through the European continent, and then, of course, took a boat to get to England. And he did this with no money, and he did this to support a cause which was nuclear disarmament. He was not wanting nuclear war to happen. So this was in the middle of the Cold War. And so he walked 7,000 miles without money to talk to different leaders and government leaders to say, you know, we don't need to do this nuclear arms race. Crazy, but he did it. It's really cool. And I think that is such the ultimate example of enjoying the process, taking path without without destination in a very practical way, right? Because he obviously had a goal. He didn't just say, you know, I'm just going to walk for 7,000, like a bunch of miles. No, no, no. He said, I'm going to walk 7,000 miles to these specific people so I can have these very specific conversations, right? So there was a goal in mind. And yet, if he was only focused on the goal, he could have flown there. He could have taken an airplane. He didn't need to walk. He definitely didn't need to walk without money. But that's how he chose to go about it. So he had an outcome and had a goal he was trying to achieve, and at the same time was super committed to the way that he got there and was very specific about the fact that he was going to walk and he was going to do it without money so that he could do it in a very specific way. So he held on to the process, saying process is so much more important than the exact end goal, and that frankly the end goal isn't as meaningful without this process that I'm taking. It also brings up this point of purpose, right? So again, he needed to have something that he wanted to do, something somewhere he wanted to go. If I said, you know, I'm going to just start walking 7,000 miles, I can do it. And I had no reason why I wanted to walk those 7,000 miles. Oh my gosh, you can bet that around mile, depending on what day it is, depending on mile 30, 40, 50, 100, 200, 1,000, man, you might give up, right? Like he walked through the heat of India all the way up. I think he went to Russia, if I have it correct. So he walked through all different terrains, all different climates. Like that is not easy, but he was motivated by his purpose. So he had a motivation of an end goal and yet, again, stayed committed to process. Another beautiful way that I like to look at this is from Joe DeSena. He's the founder of Spartan Races. And he says, you know, you can look at a race, for example, Spartan Race, but any big project, if you look at it as a whole, it's basically a huge, scary iceberg, right? Like it is this big mammoth thing out in the distance. And if you look at that crazy mammoth thing out in the distance, there's also the mammoth piece of ice that's underneath the water that you haven't even seen yet, right? So if we are so goal-oriented, we have a big blind spot, which is everything underneath the water. And if you're sitting there and you're like, oh my God, that iceberg's only that big. I can totally handle that iceberg. That's going to be easy. Well, nuh-uh. You are going to get wrecked by that ice that's underneath the water. So if we're so goal-focused that we don't think about process, we are going to run into more obstacles than we ever thought possible. Instead, Joe DeSena says, aim for telephone poles, right? Set your sights right in front of you. Get to the next telephone pole. Get to the next telephone pole. Get to the next telephone pole. Worked perfectly for a race, but also for major projects. And to use then the example of Satish Kumar, for example, you know, yes, he knows he wants to get to England and take 7,000 miles, but okay, what's my path today? How many miles do I have to do today? Let me do those many miles today. Where do I need to get to today? Same with not having any money on his journey. It was a one day at a time. How do I get food for today? How do I get shelter for today? He wasn't calling ahead and making hotel plans 3 months ahead of time. It was a today, today, telephone pole to telephone pole adventure. And so once again, it's holding both future and present in one hand and saying, okay, I know I have this major goal. Okay, I got to drill in right here and be right all in on this process, because if I avoid what's happening here, I'm going to run into some problems. I'm going to hit an iceberg. Okay, one more quote here, because I think that this book, I'm talking about The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. I think this was one of the first ones that really helped me understand this entire process of path and journey and enjoying the journey. So the title of his book gets right to the thesis of what we're talking about. The obstacle is the way. The obstacle is the way. And the point of this is saying obstacles are not aberrations. Obstacles are not what hold us apart or hold us back from getting what we want. Obstacles are literally what makes the path that we're on. So they're not deviations, they are the path. This blew my mind, right? Because that means a screw up, a bad purchase, a breakup, a job change, a career change, just any of those things that we could think of as, oh God, it really threw me off my path. Man, how could I have been there for 2 years in that relationship? Or man, how did I waste my time with that person or with that job or whatever? That's not something that kept you apart from where you were supposed to be. That is literally what made you where you are now and literally was part of your path. This is something actually that came up a lot for me when I started my business. I started it maybe the last year or so of my PhD, last year of my graduate studies. And it's really interesting because creating my business was in many ways a homecoming because it was a reclaiming of a lot of the things that I had really cared about for a long time and kind of had pretended not to care about so much. So for example, I knew I wanted to be a yoga teacher when I was 19 years old. I was sitting in class and I was like, yeah, this is for me. But I didn't actually do a yoga teacher training until I was 25 or 26, right? So there was this sense of, oh, coming back to myself. And I remember at the time listening to a podcast with a woman that did a similar work. She did Ayurveda and yoga, and she kind of got started younger. She got started right out of maybe even right out of high school or right out of college. She knew that she loved it, and she just went right for it. And I had this moment of like, oh, dang, right? Like I had these obstacles that got in my way, and thus I didn't get to get this big head start like this other woman did. I could have been doing this for so much longer. Like, oh, why did these big rocks get in my way? And what Ryan Holiday would say, and what the point of this process and the obstacle is the way would say is, no, like this is exactly what needed to happen. It is not like, oh, such a shame that I didn't become a yoga teacher at 19 and start from there. No, right? Because there was a huge difference in worldview and a huge difference in the experience that I gained that completely changed what I do and who I am. And so it is literally the way that I had to kind of circle around and allows me to be where I am. I mean, I'm thinking about me at 19. If I became a yoga teacher right then, oh my God, like the life experience I would have not had, the perspective I wouldn't have had, the information I wouldn't have had if I hadn't gone to school for my PhD in nutrition, like what would I be sharing, right? And what would this world look like? And what would I be doing? It would not be, I would be me plus 5 extra years. No, I would be a completely different place. So the obstacle is the way. This theme, it all actually came up from a conversation I had with my dad. So first off, Dad, I love you if you're listening. And thank you for this inspiration, because 2 weekends ago we were on the phone and he was talking about having to go to Home Depot. So he and my mom are doing some renovations on their house, like this big like reconfiguration of their house to make it finally like the shape that works really well for them. And now that there's no kids in the house, like that they can really have the house that fits really nicely for him and my mom. It's going to be great. There's a yoga room, there's a bike room, like it's going to be great. Basically there's no more rooms for me and my sisters. It's they get a yoga room and a bike room. It's awesome. I'm so glad they're doing it. But, in this conversation, and granted, it was 7 p.m. on a Sunday. I get it. Like, you could have been really tired. But he said, oh, God, it's just such a bummer that I've got to go to Home Depot. It's such a bummer that there's just so many steps. Like, God, like, why can't it be easier to make this renovation happen? Like, it would be so great if it would be so much easier. And I was like, yeah, I hear you. Home Depot Sunday night does not sound like my kind of party. I would rather be in bed too. And without all of these steps, you don't get this amazing renovated house. If you want a beautiful kitchen that's built exactly to your specifications, you got to go to Home Depot. You have those moments that are annoying where you're choosing the tile and the tile might be delayed for 10 weeks because it's actually on back order, or Home Depot accidentally breaks the tile so you have to reorder it again, but then the contractor's busy with another project, right? Like, yeah, there's like a lot of really annoying steps, and I wouldn't say it's 100% fun all the time, but actually maybe it is, right? Maybe we can actually find delight in these actions because, man, how awesome is it that we get to redo the house? How awesome is it that there's this beautiful tile that exists in the world? How awesome is it that I have this contractor that we've worked with for so many years and is just a really great guy, right? So there's actually, you know, the obstacle is the way. You don't get a kitchen without picking the tile, eh? Right? You don't get anything without the process. And something that came up for me is simple path equals simple reward. Complex path equals complexer reward. Right? Like if we think about cheap thrills, they come with easy, cheap paths. When someone, I don't know, hands you like a really great cinnamon bun, you go out and buy a great cinnamon bun at a bakery in town. Like that's great. That's fun. It's delicious. I love cinnamon buns. But if you sit at home and you look up your favorite recipe, and you go to the grocery store with your friend, and then you come home and you make it while you listen to fun music, and then it's baking and you can smell the muffin or the cinnamon bun baking, and then you brew up a beautiful cup of coffee and you go sit outside with your coffee and your cinnamon bun to go eat it. Like, how many more moments of delight are there, right? Complex path, complex reward. It becomes deep and powerful. You and your friend for years talk about that day that you made cinnamon buns, right? Do you guys have anything like that? Because I definitely do, you know, where you're like, ah, that was made so much better. I'm even thinking about, thinking about this almost wants to change the way that I even go about some of my dinner party sometimes, because Sean and I had friends over for dinner a couple months ago, and rather than doing our usual, which is Sean and I make all the food and then our friends come over and we all eat, which is great, it works out really well, we're like, you know, maybe we're kind of busy, I don't know what it is, but we're like, okay, you know what, we actually only have to start a little bit of this before they come, but they can help us finish making this, right? Like, we can make it all together. It was so much fun to get to make some of this stuff together. It became a powerful memory to be there together. So simple path, simple reward, complex path, complex reward. The obstacle is the way. It is not an aberration from the path. It is part of the path, and it is what is making your path literally step by step by step. And thank goodness for it. Because again, 19-year-old Sam would have been a pretty vanilla yoga teacher. I can tell you that. I mean, I would have been good. I'm sure I would have been a great yoga teacher. But man, I wouldn't be able to bring the depth to it that I can today. And from the beginning that I could bring to it as a 25-year-old as compared to a 19-year-old. Same. Mom and dad, their kitchen is going to be amazing. And their house is going to be amazing because they've put so much thought and steps into it. Because we sat around and stared at the plans for a half an hour deciding where they should put a closet, right? Like, you could sit there and you could say, God, that was so annoying that we spent a half hour looking at where we're going to put the closet. Or you could say, that was amazing. We're going to love that closet and laugh every time we open that door because we will know that it was the perfect placement because we thought about it so much. Cool, right? So, couple things to think about as you try to decide how do you fall in this realm of, you know, are you a process person? Are you a goal person? Can you handle them both at the same time? Great question. Choose a goal, right? Look at a goal that you currently have in a project you're currently doing and look at, okay, what are some of these steps? What are the part of these processes that are necessary? Maybe it's a work project. Maybe it's a home project. Maybe you're buying a house. right? What are these little steps? What is this process part? And, you know, how can I love on it a little more? How can I love on these steps just a little more? How can I enjoy them just a little more? How can I be grateful for this opportunity? And even better, have some super deep, complex reward at the end. Also, notice in your day little steps or bumps that might slow you down. Can you reframe them as part of the work that is helping you get closer to your goal? Can you reframe them as part of your path, not aberrations from the path? So, I mean, this can be anything from you missed the subway and now you have to take a different form of transportation to what else could it be? Someone didn't call you back to whatever. You know, like one of my favorite things to do when it happens a moderate amount where like, you know, you have random cancellations and suddenly you have a couple free hours, your day changes from what you thought it was going to be. Like, how do you bring joy into that? How do you make that a really amazing part of your path? Not, oh shit, so I guess I might as well scroll Instagram for 2 hours because I was supposed to be doing something and now I can't, right? Like, how do we really make it part of our path and hold on to it? And maybe there's something in your past that you need to integrate as part of your path rather than viewing it as, oh, those lost years. Maybe it's a really important part of your path. I will leave you with a favorite new quote by T.S. Eliot. He says, "We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all of our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know it for the first time." So at the end of our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know it for the first time. We don't need to get anywhere, right? We are already on our way. It's already perfect. We don't have to, we're going to go somewhere because of course that is life. We are going to go somewhere, but we don't have to go anywhere. And actually what we will just find is ourselves. Right? Wherever you go, there you are. And so let's work through the process without thinking of them as these obstacles in the path, but rather as just the path. I would love to hear your thoughts on this topic. If you are a process person, if you're a goal person, if you manage to hold them in one hand at the same time, it's a goal of mine to do that a little bit more. But I'd love to hear from you. You can always find me on Instagram at BeHappyHealthyHuman or BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. Looking forward to sharing some more about this topic with you this week. We are bringing the yoga podcast back. I apologize for the delay. It's one of those cases where I got caught up in the technical and then it stopped me from doing. So I'm not going to let perfection be the enemy of good anymore. And we are going to keep on going. And I apologize for that long delay because I know how much y'all love the yoga podcast. And I love them too. So I'm coming back at them with you very, very soon. I hope you have a fabulous day and week. And I can't wait to talk to you soon. Bye, darlings.